just even if I step outside the building, it still doesn't always work. So.
Okay. No worries.
I don't know what the deal is there, but.
No, I mean, we've had some issues even trying to do, like, basketball games and stuff there just with reception and everything. So it's kind of tough sometimes. But, nope, you sound clear and got everything I need here. You've done this before, same thing, and just record it kind of in two little separate parts and should be good to go. So if you're ready, okay. We can knock it out.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. Royal Valley, week one. Here we go. 3, 2, and 1. Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Royal Valley football with head coach David Boucher. And entering year number two at the helm, 1-8 a year ago. Just we'll kind of talk about the transition into year two, but just first year last year, again, just 1-8. But how would you kind of assess the overall takeaways from your first year as head coach over there?
I thought we made some strides every week. We just like any team, whether it's, there's growing pains and new structure, even though I've been a part of the program, installing a new offense, some defensive tweaks, new special teams, new practice methods, and new strength conditioning. Everything was foundationally just kind of new. So getting kids to adjust that, I thought they did a great job in embracing our culture and our way of doing things, and continued to grow throughout the season. We were very competitive in two or three of those eight losses, and I really feel like we grew in confidence as the season went on.
One of the things you mentioned I thought was really cool in our Pixium Preview magazine, talking about your goals really for this year, talking about competing harder on every play, being a beacon of hope for the community, and then growing in confidence. As you kind of transition into year two, do you feel like the team has worked well here in the preseason with these goals heading into the start of the year?
Yeah, we took a major step in the weight room over the summer as far as like competing and getting better every day. We did that in the summer. We've done that in practice. There might be some moments here and there. Every Wednesday, as far as beacon of hope for our community, every Wednesday we go down and read and do math games and try to grow and transform first and second graders in our elementary school that's attached to our high school. And so that's, that's one way that we try to be a beacon of hope and not just football players. But I also think we've done that, for our youth programs, and hopefully we can show that on Friday night and on Mondays and whenever we play that people are proud and we're proud to serve them in our Royal Valley community.
You got 20 returning letter winners, 8 returning starters on offense, 9 on defense. What's the growth been like between this time last year and now, going on from year one to year two? What's that transition, and how far of a jump forward has this team made?
We'll find out on Friday, against a very high-quality Hiawatha team that returns a lot as well. From just looking at the summer pad camps and the jamboree in practice, you can just hear a sound that's just a little bit different. Pads popping just a little bit, the speed. You can hear things, whether it's in the summertime or early in fall camp, you can hear them hitting the dummies just a little bit harder than maybe we did a year ago, and just getting after it just a little bit more aggressively, I would say, than we did.
Junior Aiden McKenzie taking the reins at quarterback this year. Talk about him for a minute and how's he looked here in preparation for game number one.
Aiden's a team elected captain. he leads by example and with his words as well. He's an overall solid leader, great kid, 100% weight room guy, has grown with his arm and with his legs. He's bigger than he was a year ago, but he's not too big, but he's gotten a lot better, just like a lot of my skill guys.
We'll talk about the matchup coming up after a timeout. Royal Valley at Hiawatha, week number one. And we'll talk about that when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM, talking Royal Valley football with head coach David Boucher entering year number two at the helm. And let's talk about the matchup for week one. You go to Hiawatha on Friday, first game of the year. You know, Hiawatha won the game last year. Can you take much away from the game last year when putting together a game plan for this year?
I think you can. Their coaching staff has done an amazing job in their 3 to 4 years, you know, of changing that program, I think. You know, something to emulate, you know, and getting kids excited about football again, and running quality stuff on both offensively and defensively. So I think we can pull some good things and some areas we need to get better at from that game last year. That was a rough one. They came out ready to play, and if anything could go wrong, it did go wrong for us in that game a year ago, so we hope to change that.
That was a week four game last year. You get them in week one here in 2022. Is it more challenging prepping for a week one game compared to a week four game, since you really don't have any current film, and with it being kind of a long off season?
Yes and no. I mean, there's, you know, with a consistent, it would be a lot different. In 2016 they had a brand new coach, you know, and so not playing them week one, you know, that's a lot harder. This year, you know, coach has been there for a few years. We kind of know what they're going to do. Quarterbacks, you know, back, their slot wide receivers are back. You know, they return a couple guys on the offensive line. We know enough about the returners to kind of piece together what they might do. But, you know, coach is going to scheme it up. I mean, they're going to have something different for us. And there's always anxiety about the first game, about, you know, being ready to go. And it's different than a week two, week three, week four, and the rest of the season. But it's exciting to also play week one, and it's a good challenge for us.
You obviously want to see growth as the season progresses, but with it being week one, just from your standpoint and your coaches, what are just a couple of things that you really want to see from your team? You know, taking the result out the window, just what do you want to see from your team in this first game?
You know, we want to play fast. We want to play physical. We want to get off the ball. We don't want to play timid, so to speak, is what I mean by that. And we just want to let the results be what they are. If we do the little things 150 times, right, over 150 plays of a game, good things, and the scoreboard will take care of itself. But like we talked about in our goals, you know, we want to have fun. We want to have a brand of football that people in this community can be proud of. And that's what they deserve, and that's what we're going to try to give them.
Finally, Coach, what's going to be a few keys to the game? Friday night at Hiawatha on the road, of course. What are going to be a few keys to go in there and get a win here in week one?
It's game one. So it's penalties and turnovers. That's cliche, but that's the way. I mean, you just can't beat yourself. And, you know, again, we talk about a year ago, penalties and turnovers probably cost us that game. And that was, you know, week five, week four, week six, whatever it was. And so week one, it becomes even more important, you know, not to beat yourself. And so if we can play disciplined football, if we can play disciplined football, keeping control of the ball, not having penalties, but also members of the team individually doing their job and executing their job, and the big things for the whole will happen if each part can do that. So that's what we're kind of looking for.
There it is, David Boucher, Royal Valley head football coach, as they get set for week one tomorrow night as they go to Hiawatha for game number one here in 2022. Of course, a ball game you can watch on the brand new Hiawatha Red Hawk channel. Of course, you can find that up online at mscsports.net. David Boucher, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck week one against Hiawatha, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, there it is, David Boucher, head coach of Royal Valley. We'll talk Jackson Heights football when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.